USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is about to attend a weekly Senate Republican luncheon at the Capitol to discuss his administration's ongoing response to the coronavirus outbreak. He continues to push hard for governors to keep loosening stay-at-home restrictions. The U.S. death rate has now surpassed 90,000 from the virus. Meanwhile, Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin defending the disbursement of stimulus dollars in the CARES Act at a virtual hearing this morning. He bristles at this question from Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown.
How many workers will die if we send people back to work without the protections they need, Mr. Secretary?
Mr. Senator, we don't intend to send anybody back to work without the protections.
At another hearing, Fed Chief Jerome Powell says the U.S. is in the middle of an economic crisis worse than any recession since World War II, but says the Fed will do everything it can to deal with the ongoing crisis. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Then why not try World of Warships? You can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels and unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the ocean. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you were there. Each week, there's something new to experience, with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours on end. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American and one German. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. And remember, use the invite code BOOM, worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
President Trump disclosing to reporters yesterday at a briefing that he's been taking the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine as a preventative measure against COVID-19, even though it's not FDA approved for such use.
I've taken it for about a week and a half now, and I'm still here.
The president's revelation not sitting well with Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She says it's not a good idea, telling CNN she doesn't want the president to take something that has not been scientifically proven to treat coronavirus, especially in his age and weight group. The National Weather Service saying the center of Tropical Storm Arthur is now moving away from North Carolina, though parts of the islands known as the Outer Banks are still expected to get some tropical storm-like winds through the rest of the day. And the highest sustained winds at last check with the storm were about 60 miles an hour. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
The state of Missouri is set to put an inmate to death today for the murder of his former landlord nearly 30 years ago. A federal appeals court lifting a stay of execution for 64-year-old Walter Barton yesterday. He was tried four times for the murder of the 81-year-old landlord and was most recently found guilty in 2006. Governor Mike Parson was asked yesterday if he would intervene and said the execution will move forward as scheduled. April's housing starts show how badly the coronavirus is damaging the U.S. economy. Starts came in at an annualized rate of 891,000. A little better than analysts had forecast, but more than 30% below the rate for March. Classic TV fans still mourning the passing of the actor behind Eddie Haskell, but not everyone knows what he did for a living years later.
Gee, Mrs. Cleaver, your hair looks nice.
Leave It to Beaver actor Ken Osmond died at 76 on Monday at his Los Angeles home. He'd become a child actor at age 9, landing the role of Eddie Haskell, the good boy, bad boy in Beaver's Neighborhood.
Good morning, Mrs. Cleaver. That's a very pretty dress.
But when the show ended, he found himself a victim of typecasting and switched from acting to become a Los Angeles police officer for 19 years. He was shot 5 times during one encounter, his bulletproof vest feeling the impact of all but one of the bullets. The last one struck his belt buckle and he survived. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.